Hi, I'm Marcel Pick. I'm an OBGYN and pediatric nurse practitioner. I practice and teach functional medicine, which is about looking at what is the cause of the cause when we have problems in our lives, including physiological and biochemical problems. My goal is to have people learn how to take care of their health from the ground up.
How would somebody get in touch with you?
So they can go to marcelpick.com and also womenstransformationcenter.com. Both of those are places. I also have a brick and mortar, so I don't just have the online business. I have a practice in Maine as well.
And you have a book, don't you?
I do. I have three books. The first book I wrote in 2008 called The Core Balance, 2009, The Core Balance Diet. Then I wrote a book called Is It Me or My Adrenals? And then I wrote a book, Is It Me or My Hormones? All of them on Amazon as well.
Marcel, it's more important than ever to pay attention to your health and what your body is telling you. And we're talking today about adrenals, and not a lot of people know what the adrenals are or even where they're located.
We don't talk much about adrenals. The problem is that if we have adrenals that are not working properly, it affects every organ system in our body. We all have stress in our lives, and that's a reality, and we have to have it to survive. But when we have too much stress, either physically or emotionally, it causes adrenals to not work as well, which means that the thyroid doesn't work as well, the hormones don't work as well, the immune system doesn't work as well, and especially nowadays, that's going to be the most important thing to be talking about. And the adrenals are very tiny. They're small, almost almond size on top of the kidneys. Mm-hmm. So we don't really talk about them very much. But when they're not working, you can really feel the difference. People might feel really tired in the morning. They might notice they're trying to get to sleep at night. They're tired, but they just can't. And they might need that extra cup of coffee in the morning because they're just exhausted, even though they slept well.
What sets off these problems? You mentioned stress.
Yes, the unfortunate part is that many of us, especially these days with the world kind of going the way it is now, we have a tremendous amount of stress going on. And when that happens, cortisol is produced, which is fantastic. But when we have too much of that going on, what happens is the system is no longer really able to work, and it causes significant problems then with the whole system going awry. And it's so often that I'll see patients in my practice and I'll say, you know, Marcel, I'm sleeping really well and I'm waking up exhausted. So oftentimes we have to really help them nutritionally, not grab that fast food, not eat those carbohydrates, so the sugar in particular, because that can really disrupt adrenal function significantly. And now more than ever, I think we're starting to understand the immune system is very tied to our health. And we hear about it every single day when we're talking about the pandemic that's going on now. So for so many people, it's so important to understand that diet does play a significant role in that, and also plays a role in supporting adrenal function.
Could you go over what helps the adrenal glands to function optimally as far as your diet is concerned?
So for many people, when they have adrenal dysfunction, I call it, they really need to have adequate protein. Lean proteins are really important. Turkey, fish, even, you know, the meats. Grass-fed if possible, trying to keep the number of preservatives out of our diet as much as we can. A lot of fruits and vegetables, and less in the way of processed foods like donuts or bagels, and really relying on more of a, what we call a rainbow of colors of food on our plate.
What about supplements and getting into our system some of these nutrients? I know you mention magnesium sometimes in your writings.
Yes, magnesium. When we have a tremendous amount of stress, one of the nutrients that's depleted the fastest is actually magnesium. And that can be very, very helpful to support adrenal function. And we also have a significant amount of research now, which is very important to know that the research is supporting this, for some of the supplements that are called adaptogenic herbs, such as ashwagandha, or cordyceps, or rhodiola. And those are herbs that can be very helpful to support adrenal function overall. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't make sure that we don't have any other health issues there. We need to make sure the thyroid's fine, the person's not anemic, that they don't have any underlying issues. And if all that's back to normal, then one of the things for all of us to consider when they're feeling really tired or we're feeling that our immune system's not quite working as well is to actually look at adrenal function, because that can play a huge part in somebody's inability to sleep or to wake up exhausted in the morning or feel like they need to take a nap in the afternoon.
You also talk about how the adrenals can affect your mood.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I talk with many of my patients about is this notion that they're feeling their get up and go is get up and gone. And a lot of times when we feel like I used to be able to do something at night, when somebody asks me if I want to go to a movie, it's like, no way, I'm ready for bed. That also then affects the moods. And when one has little reserve left in adrenals, you might notice that your response, instead of being small, is huge. The road rage that we see, the screaming kind of that's going on. And then the conversation with yourself afterwards, which is, wow, why did I react that way? That also can be an indicator that we've got too much on our plate, that we're trying to multitask, we're doing too many things, and that adrenal function has really been exhausted. So for many of us now, we're multitasking. We've got kids that we're homeschooling, we're at home, we're trying to kind of figure out how to do the shopping because it takes much longer than it did before. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot on our plate. So we're having to learn to breathe a little bit more, to take it one step at a time. And also, you know, when I'm telling my patients, we can do small changes. We can't do everything at once, but just perhaps stop sugar, for example. That might be a small change that you can make to see if that makes a difference with your overall health, especially your moods.
What would you say to somebody who recognizes themselves from some of the symptoms you've been going over and they can't get to your center in Maine, but they have a healthcare provider who they like? How could you start the conversation about adrenals?
One of the things that we have a little trouble with is that there's a lot of controversy about whether we really are seeing this as a culture. We see Addison's often, and we see something called Cushing's syndrome. Mm-hmm. But we don't really have a fantastic test yet in the laboratories. I do saliva testing, and there is a fair amount of research. Again, I tend to be research-oriented, that shows that looking at saliva, we can see different levels throughout the day. So they can go to my website, marcellepick.com. I've got lots of articles there that are very well researched, looking at what are some of the things I might be able to do to get my health back in order. As long as we know that the blood work is normal, the CBC is fine, there's no anemia there, there's no thyroid dysfunction or other issues, then it certainly can be one of the things, especially now with people feeling so overwhelmed by looking at what's going on around us, it's going to be so much more important to pay attention to what we're eating, to pay attention to adding nutrients, to sleep when we're tired, to go to bed when it's getting dark and we're feeling exhausted, to really replenish adrenals, because we can do it, especially if we do breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, to really support the number of our glucose levels, because the adrenals play a huge part in adrenal function. So by making sure we're not doing as much sugar, and if we're doing sodas, that we stop them because they're so high in sugar, and we do the best we can to shift our diet one meal at a time.
I'm so glad I'm talking to you because this is so important, especially during this pandemic and always, but especially now. I talked to you about maybe 5 years ago, and I remember...
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. And I remember you mentioned tapping.
Yes.
Could you go into that a little bit?
Love to. So many years ago, my father actually introduced me to the concept of using EFT, emotional freedom technique tapping. He was using it in Europe with some of the people had a lot of PTSD from the wars. And what we've seen now with research, which is so exciting because we see now, yes, it does make a difference. We're using acupuncture meridians, and you can look up emotional freedom technique or EFT, and it's now been around since 1998. So we have a fair amount of research, and so many patients in my practice, I have them use emotional freedom technique tapping because it can really decrease your stress. Now, what stresses you and what stresses me is going to be different things. So using something that will calm the system is so important because sometimes we go into sympathetic overload, we call that, and we need things in our lives to bring that volume down so we're not feeling so stressed. And tapping is something you can actually do in the bathroom once you learn how to do it. It can take 2 minutes or a minute. So you can do it at your desk. You can do it anytime that you feel like your heart's racing or you're feeling a little nervous. That sensation that we might get when we're being stopped by a police officer, and we go into this panic, oh my goodness, and we have epinephrine and norepinephrine that's released. That causes our mouth to be dry and our heart to race. That means our body's in overdrive. And that's the fight flight that the adrenals do. And we want to calm that down because sometimes it's happening for people every day when they have anxiety. And tapping is fantastic for that. It really makes a big difference, and it's something you can do anywhere.
Now, where do you tap?
Great question. So there's several different places you tap. One is over the eyebrow. The other is under the eye, over the lip, below the lip, on almost the collarbone. and then on the back of the pinky, on the on the side of the rib cage on the left side, and then the pinky. Those are the areas. And as you're doing it, what you're saying to yourself is, I'm feeling calmer, I'm feeling relaxed, I know the situation around me, if it depends on the problem, of course, is worrisome, but I can get into a state of calm. I can breathe deeply and I can have my body react in a very calm way. And there's many books out there. You can look at Nick Ortner has a book on tapping. His sister, Jessica Ortner, has a book on tapping as well with regards to losing weight. So there's many different people that are now coming on board with tapping because it's so successful at being able to calm the system down.
Well, you've been great, Marcel. Anything that you would like to say before we wrap up the interview, especially during these times?
Yeah, I think what I want to say is that this is a time in our lives that we really need to pay attention to ourselves in a different way. And food is the most important, you know, medication, if you will, that we have. And it's the most powerful thing we can do for ourselves. So really changing that, as well as changing just small things one at a time instead of feeling overwhelmed by it. Just change something, like it might be no sugar, or it might be I'm going to go outside today, or it might be breathing or learning how to tap. There are so many resources now available for us online, which is fantastic, and finding ways to navigate this very, very unusual time is very, very important for all of us. Talk with friends and get some support is also very important too.
Have you been working during the pandemic?
I have, yeah. I'm doing a lot of telehealth, and so I do a Zoom call every Sunday night, educating people about what we've learned about COVID and one of some of the take-homes that are very important that we can start instituting every single day and trying to educate people so that we're getting the most important information out as fast as we can.
And you've been at this for a while, and as you mentioned, you're I don't mean that like you're an ancient
person. It's so true. I've been doing this for 33 years. I've been, you know, on the front lines for a long time. You're absolutely right. I have. I'm hoping by doing some of the work that I'm doing and getting conversations like this wonderful conversation is to help people understand that there's a balance here. And, you know, we do know now more than we've ever known before that we have a population that's not as healthy as they were. And now it's time for all of us to get back into more exercise, to eating differently, to being aware that all of these pieces are contributing to our health. And we have the power to change that. That is so important, is that we can change our physiology one meal at a time. Right. And, you know, one of the things that's also a problem is the fear. You know, we know that the fear increases cortisol, which is exactly what you and I were just talking about, which then suppresses the immune system. So we need our immune system to be as strong as it can be right now. And we have an amazing body that can fight off so much. But we have to understand that we have to understand this information so that we don't get fearful of it, but we're smart about it without being terrified.